الرحمن الرحيم. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. And a man came running from the farthest part of the city. He said, O my people, follow the messengers. Follow those who do not ask you for any reward, and they are people who are upon guidance. وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And why should I, it is not for me that I should not worship the one who has created me. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And to him you will be brought back. أَأَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا. What should I take gods besides him? If Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, wishes to harm me in any way, the intercession of these false gods cannot avail me in any way. وَلَا يُنْقِذُونَ. And nor can they save me from any calamity. إِنِّي إِذَلَّ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. If I have to do so, I will be in manifest error. إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ فَاسْمَعُونَ. Indeed, I believe in your Lord, so listen to me carefully. This incident we commenced yesterday, where Allah Ta'ala sent two prophets to this town, and the people rejected them outright. And then Allah Ta'ala strengthened the messengers with the third messenger. And they accused the Anbiya alayhi salam of being a misfortune because famine had afflicted them. So while this was happening, a person by the name of Habib al-Najjar, Habib the carpenter, very, very pious person, he came running to his people and advising them, admonishing them that they should follow the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he himself had brought iman in the messengers, brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he tried to explain to them that Allah ta'ala is the one that created me. So why should I not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we are going to be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can we take gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because these gods cannot avail and assist a person in any way, nor can they save him from any calamity. So he tried to explain his people in this beautiful manner. Unfortunately, the people fell upon him and they started beating him and they started kicking him until they had martyred him and he had passed away. So this part is left out from the verses. The next verse, Allah Ta'ala says, قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. It was said, enter into Jannah. That means this person that came and advised these people and they martyred him, then immediately he was ushered into Jannah. So the martyr, when he passes away, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts him, accepts his soul, Allah forgives his sins, and he is entered into Jannah. He is allowed to go into the form of a green bird according to some narrations, and he flies into Jannah and he enjoys from the very, very different varieties and pleasures of Jannah. And this person tomorrow will explain that even in Jannah, he thought of his people, that how I wish my people knew what happened to me, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored me. So this concern for one's community, what we learn from here is the lesson that we can take is the concern for one's community. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a messenger, the final messenger for all of mankind. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so worried, so concerned for his people. Allah ta'ala had to console him. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they took this message forward. And this is the life of a believer. This is how a believer should be. That he should be concerned about his fellow Muslim brother with regards to his welfare, with regards to his deen, this compassion and this kindness. So Habib al-Najjar, he had this worry and concern for his people, but unfortunately the people, they didn't accept, they didn't take heed, and they made him a martyr. At the end, he wasn't a loser. They were the losers, as we will learn what will happen later to them. But he He was victorious, he was successful, he succeeded because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him Jannah. May Allah ta'ala give us these beautiful qualities and give us the tawfiq to do what is right.